Today, a few ideas from Jeff Bezos of Amazon. I think the best way to create powerful, compelling radio is to move yourself away from the cozy air-conditioned radio studio and become listener-centric. Ask yourself, what do they, the listener, want? What would give them the very best listening experience? How can you, as a broadcaster or radio station boss, give the listener more than he or she expected to hear? And how can you deliver it using all the different carriage at your disposal? By that, I mean your broadcast service, or FM, your podcasting, your visualization, and social media, etc. If you're an Amazon employee, some of this sounds remarkably familiar. Love, tolerate, or loathe Amazon, it is a very effective global company. Their corporate mantra is to be customer-centric, and it has made them a very successful business. That may not be particularly profitable, as again, their mantra is to reinvest profits into growing the company ever bigger at the discomfort sometimes of government and other individual companies around the world. Too many radio stations seem to put their listener at the end of the chain rather than at the front. The BBC has traditionally given listeners what they think might be best for them. A Reithian ideal wrapped up in their charter and put into practice by a bunch of Oxbridge lefties who have never done a decent day's work, to paraphrase a well-known daily newspaper. So here in the UK, if you are a commercial broadcaster, you have a unique opportunity to be listener-centric and duck and dive around the BBC, who have a habit of talking down to the great British public. So you can fulfil need by offering a more direct experience. I'm not talking about dumbing down. I mean, after producing, I think I worked out, 16,000 hours of talk radio, I have witnessed firsthand, or ear, that some of the most erudite thinkers have had life experience rather than academic achievement. So let's take some of Amazon's best ideas and put the listener first.